Thank you for calling Seeger Construction Company, LLC. Please press.
Hello, this is James.
Hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment. We're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah. So, I received something from you guys saying that I'm going to owe you guys money for this month. How was that?
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the January 14th payment is past due right now for $149. Come February 14th, that reoccurs to $298. And it continues to do so until it settles. We spoke, though, on the 24th, and you said that you had a new credit card and you wanted to put it on file and to call back later between 4 and 6. But when I called back, I got your voicemail. So perhaps you forgot, but we never got that January 14th payment updated.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? I think I've decided to hold off for a while. I have some money issues with going on with I have a couple things going on in court because some people owe me money, so I think I'm going to have to cancel for right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't cancel the account with the past due balance, and again, that's because in the terms and conditions, you agreed to the automatic renewal each month on the 14th, but the good news is you're catching it in time because right now there's just the one payment past due. Come February 14th, it reoccurs to the next one, and it continues to hit it until it settles. So, you know,
you guys have already canceled the service to my website. I don't understand how you're going to keep charging me.
No, the website's still up and running. It's just that they put a little orange banner on it, which is just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through, but everything is still active.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, of course. Let me look. Yeah, it's still up. I just pulled it up.
So what, I'll have to pay before the 14th, and then if I wanted to still cancel, I'll be able to cancel after I paid?
Correct. And what I can do for you on the back end, if you decide to continue, is I can push the next billing out 30 days for you because I never like it for someone to have two payments so close together. So let's say you can't pay this until, you know, February 11th. I can then push the next payment out till March 11th. That way you wouldn't have to worry about that February 14th payment. And, you know, that's assuming that you wanted to continue. Because I do see there's quite a number of calls coming to you through this call tracking number on the dashboard.
Yeah. I've been getting some earlier in the month. How much is the call tracking feature?
The call tracking feature would be $15 a month if you wanted to cancel the program and just keep that. But it probably wouldn't do you much good because then you'd lose the website. So there's one option where you could cancel the program and keep the website and the call tracking number. And that's $49 monthly for the hosting of the site.
So it's just going to be hosting the site and nothing else, right? No work, I guess, on the website side?
Right. But what that means is that the website stays, you know, fully functional and you don't have that orange banner on there. Because if you're recalling that you got calls, you know, at the beginning of the month and then it started dipping down, it could be that people saw the orange banner on there and maybe they thought you're not in business or something and they called the next guy. I don't know if that's the case, but, you know, it could be that. So, you know, it's nice to have the, you know, site fully functional and not have that orange banner on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, yeah. I'll try to straighten things out on my end, and I'll let you guys know.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I mean, you're being very candid with me and you're telling me that, you know, things are tight right now. So I'll at least help you out in two ways. For the past due balance, I'll put you into the corporate rate of 129. So that'll save you $20. And then if you decide to do the website hosting, you'll also get that at the corporate rate, which would just be $29 a month. So I'll put that in the notes. And so once this settles, if you want to do that $29 plan, I'll still push that next billing out 30 days for you, you know, so you'll get another full month before that would hit you. But that'll help you out at least to kind of get back on your feet in the meantime. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good, and I appreciate you helping me out like that. And
of course,
see how things turn out on my end, and I'll let you guys know once I get it figured out.
Okay. Yeah, and it looks like the card that we have on file, it might still be good. It could be that the bank just sent you a new one with a different expiration because it's just saying it's a CVV failure. So sometimes they'll send you the same number but with a new expiration or something like that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, like I said, I'll let you guys know here as soon as I get things figured out. I'm sure I'm going to get a job or two here soon. So either way, I should be able to pay you guys soon.
Sounds perfect. Okay. All right. Well, I think we have a good game plan, and I'm so glad that we talked. So in the meantime, have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too, Gina. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.